Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is my colleague, Forbes staff writer Zach Everson. Zach, thanks so much for joining me again.
Good to be on again, Brittany.
You have some interesting reporting. You're saying that the Legal Defense Fund for Trump allies spent close to $500,000 this year alone, just in 2024, but barely any of that money was on attorneys' fees. What can you tell us?
So the Patriot Legal Defense Fund, which was set up to support some of Trump's allies who've had some legal problems due to their, I think the fund calls it patriotic duties. They reported in a quarterly filing with the IRS that they had spent $479,000 in the first, $478,000 in the first 3 months of the year. $465,000 of that though, 97% went to Haystack ID, which might be a familiar company to some viewers out there because it is the same company that the Trump Organization hired to oversee its compliance with subpoenas in the New York Attorney General's case.
So let's first start with the origin story. Can you dive a little deeper? How was the Patriot Legal Defense Fund made and why?
It started last year in June, I believe it was. And again, just to raise money to support legal problems that Trump's allies may be having. It was started up by a couple of Trump allies were the ones running it. And there's kind of, if you read the media coverage and see social media comments about it, there is certainly the expectation that the money might be used to support the president's own legal problems rather than those of his allies. There's no evidence to show that is the case. They have spent money previously in 2023. They did spend some money on attorney's fees, and that looked to be a pretty legitimate spending for other people, best we can tell.
You mentioned that these were Trump allies. Any household names? Who are they?
They haven't exactly spelled out who benefited from this. I did reach out to them. They, you know, specifically asking that, and there hasn't. They did not respond.
And whose Haystack ID where 97% of this year's money alone went?
That is a Chicago-based company that deals with e-forensics. So they are the compliance company that Trump hired to oversee his compliance with the subpoenas in New York. So their job is really like going through these documents, making sure that in Trump's instance, he's turning over everything that the New York Attorney General has asked for. But they do a lot of other similar services with, e-documents.
I don't know how many times you've covered legal defense funds. I'm not really familiar. So you tell me, is it normal for a legal defense fund to barely spend any of their spending on attorney's fees?
No, you know, as I look through the funds, and most of the time when we're talking about these legal defense funds, they're for members of Congress. But there's almost always money being spent at a law firm. And in this case, I think it was like $300-something is what they spent this time. So, that was very strange. That stood out immediately. Although, again, like, you know, it's quite possible that Haystack ID was a legitimate use. You know, they needed their document services to help in the defense of one of these people. The other thing that really stood out to me, and I didn't really get into it in the article that much, but one of the major donors donated $100,000 to it, a retiree in Florida, and it lists the address of the people, but his address as the treasurer and the accounting firm that does that works for the legal defense fund. So it's very interesting. I was trying to figure out, okay, who is this person? Why did he? How does he have the wherewithal to donate $100,000 to this? And it is pretty much a dead end.
So you couldn't find anything additionally about the person who gave six figures?
No, $100,000. His name was Jerry something or other. It was a very common name. Just searching for the name wasn't going to turn up anything. I looked for that address. Does he work for that accounting firm? Didn't come up with anything there. You tried the same town. You know, maybe it was just an error where they, you know, mindlessly put down the wrong street address when it was the same city and state, but I came across with nothing there. And again, I asked them, you know, for some more details on this and did not get any.
$100,000 is a large donation from one person. So as you were parsing through the donations, were they large donations from a few people? Was it more grassroots from a lot of people? What did that look like? How did they raise this money?
So two donations make up the crux of it. So it raised $390,000 in the first quarter. $350,000 came from the $100,000 that we just referenced, and $250,000 that came from Marlene Ricketts. It's a well-known name in conservative fundraising circles. She is also the co-owner of the Chicago Cubs. So it was largely two major donors who gave the fund their money this quarter.
The Patriot Legal Defense Fund has been around, as you said, since the summer of 2023. So in total, in this fund's lifespan, how much has it raised and how much has it spent?
It has raised $1.9 million and it has spent $877,000. And that is information we have by going through disclosures it had to file with the IRS. Interestingly, unlike campaigns that have to say up front, one of the first pages is how much money they currently have on hand. It looks like that's not required for these political legal defense funds, and that you just have to go back through each successive filing and add up the numbers yourself. So those were the totals that we came up with. It said $371,000 did go to attorneys previously. So, you know, it is a sizable amount of what they've spent overall has gone to law firms. They also, of course, paid who they needed to. $18,000 was spent on a banquet at Mar-a-Lago.
And any other money spent in any other interesting ways?
Yeah, they reimbursed the former White House photographer for a dinner that she, or for a dinner banquet events, which was interesting because then Trump famously published his own coffee table book of photos from the White House, and that was largely seen as stiffing some of the White House photographers who would often do that on their own afterwards. But it looks like at least one of them he's still on good terms with, or at least his allies are still on good terms with.
Zach Everson, per usual, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thanks for having me on.